we turn our attention to another issue with a health focus, and that's to do with organ donation. Now, we've been pretty sluggish as people as far as organ donations are concerned, and today Dr. Joe Ritchie is joining us, a clinical director of Organ Donation New Zealand, encouraging more of our people to discuss eye tissue donation with their whānau as hundreds wait for sight-restoring transplants. And our country continues to rely on overseas donations to meet demand. Joe Ritchie is our guest. Thanks for joining us, Joe. My name's Dale. Thank you for joining us on Radio Wāte. Tēnā koe.
Oh, morena, Dale. Thank you so much for having me.
I don't know a lot about this, about eye tissue donation. But I do know that we're a bit sluggish when you look at Māori organ donation stats. There's a lot more we could do. More than 500 New Zealanders are waiting for a corneal transplant, yet only 115 people donated eye tissue last year. Why is there such a significant gap between the need for donated tissue and the number of donors, Jo?
I think the main thing is really just awareness of the possibility. I think a lot of people think perhaps they can't donate because they might have cancer or they might have issues in their own eyes. But actually, many people who die in Aotearoa New Zealand are actually able to donate eyes after death.
But many people don't as well. We need to talk about this. So lay it out, please. When we die, what if we're old? Are our eyes any good to help somebody else?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's the age, up to the age of 85, people can donate their eyes after death.
Our people are a little hesitant. Tell us just how vital or important it would be if you donated your body to science, and using the eye tissue is just part of that. We need to consider more deeply, I suppose, how we might support once we do die. And some whānau have a little bit anxious about it. I don't mind admitting, Joe, you would have found this as well. And can, in fact, override organ donation, which we is an indication we make when we get our driver's license, isn't it? So more than 500 New Zealanders are waiting for a corneal transplant, yet only 115 people donating eye tissue. What needs to happen then?
So back to what you were saying before, the importance of eye donation is that it can restore sight in people with eye disease. And particularly each eye donor can help up to 10 people. So that's absolutely amazing. I think another thing that make people feel a little bit worried about eye donation is what their appearance would be like after the donation. And in fact, there is no change to what someone looks like. Their eyes are just closed like they would be normally in death.
Okay. Look, it's something that we can consider. I know that there'll be some cultural hesitancy here, but if we think about how those taonga, these kalu, could be used to help others, it might just change our attitude towards. Many people may not realise that they can donate eye tissue even if they have poor eyesight. Cataracts, glaucoma, or a history of cancer. What are some of the biggest misconceptions that stop people from considering donation, do you think, Jo?
I think it's exactly what you've said. They're worried that they might have a cancer or some other disease process that means that they can't donate, and that's often not the case. Donation is part of end-of-life practices, and all our end-of-life practices are deeply personal, and every culture, ethnicity, religion all have their thoughts and beliefs on that, but there are a range of thoughts and beliefs on that as well. And in fact, what we find is that when people are aware of the importance of donation and aware of what their loved one would want if they're in a situation where donation might be possible, then that helps a lot to for them to make a decision that's right for them.
Well, tēnā koe. An eye condition called keratoconus is one that is particularly prevalent for our people, and some patients will eventually require a corneal transplant. How important is eye tissue donation helping restore sight for people living with conditions like this? And might you tell us a little more about it? I've not heard of the condition, and I hope I'm pronouncing it right, keratoconus.
I think you got it absolutely perfectly. It's unfortunately not my area of expertise, but my understanding is that we do have a high rate of keratoconus in Aotearoa New Zealand, and it does mean that a number of people become blind because of that, and a corneal transplant actually restores sight in those people. So it is absolutely amazing.
Tēnā koe. Can we talk more about the wider organ donation issue? I'm curious to know whether, because we've got a very changed demographic to the one that I, perhaps yourself as well, Joe, grew up in, where we had a lot of Māori, Pacifica, and predominantly Pākehā made up our population in NZ. We've got many people from different cultures, and wondered whether our attitude, Māori, is not dissimilar to those of our Chinese whānau, people from the Asian subcontinents, etc. What are we finding as we become more culturally diverse and our attitudes, therefore, collectively to organ donation issues?
I think we're finding that that everyone, if they're given the information that's right for them, will make a decision that if they've got if they're aware of the importance of donation, if they know what their loved one would want, then they are often very open to donation as a whole. And it's I think the most important thing for us to do is to think about what we would want, and then tell our whānau, our loved ones, our friends, what we would want if we were in a situation when donation might be possible.
Okay, well, it's a conversation we need to have around our kitchen tables. What are you making of the veto availability here? So even if I, as I'm renewing my license, tick the organ transplant or organ donation box, and then if I throw tails, then the family can actually override that. Is that still appropriate? You okay with that?
Well, in theory, they can do. The driver's license is is just an indication of intent. Informed consent needs to be had before a donation can take place. And if a whānau know what you want at that time, then they're almost always, then they're unlikely to go against your wishes. That's our experience anyway. Yeah.
Well, it's a pleasure having a cordial with you today, friends. We need more eye donations. Please, as you consider many other aspects, do so with that kaupapa as well with us today. Joe Ritchie, Clinical Director, Organ Donation New Zealand. All the best with the work that you do, Joe. And thanks for talking
with
us today. Tēnā koe.
Thank you. Tēnā koe.